and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices. If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can head to our website and hit the submission form at coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can now send us a voicemail at 351-207-0799. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any funny kind of story that you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you would prefer to be anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. Now, as you can tell, I did the whole intro because Maria is on holiday. She's in Vegas this week. So I am joined by Olivia of The Witch of Wanderlust. Hello, Olivia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. I just got back from a trip like this morning, so I'm
I literally snatched you, two hours after you got home?
You did.
Where have you been going? What have you been doing?
Oh, God. This year has been nonstop traveling, and I'm like living for it.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, if anybody watches my channel, they know that I'm like a travel bug. That's what I do. That's what I live for. And the last year or so, I wasn't really able to travel all that much because just like finances.
You bought a house, right? And,
no. So my ex bought a house and I was living there with him.
Gotcha.
But the mortgage was so out of my price range.
Yeah.
As a creator, like, we definitely do not make the money that I think a lot of people think we make. Mm. And I was struggling real hard. And so I did my best. And I also was kind of like eating through my savings, my travel savings. Mm-hmm. And so it made it really rough. But obviously, I'm not in that relationship anymore. And now I think I just got really excited because I was like, oh my God, I can actually spend money on things I want to spend money on. And I started, of course, my first thing I was like, and flight booked.
And doing this, just doing that. Started,
yes. Yeah. So I've been really, really enjoying that. So let's see, trying to start from the beginning of this year, which like it hasn't even been, we're just now creeping up on like the halfway point, right? So it's like I've been all over the place. I've been back and forth to LA pretty often because, you know, I lived there for a while. Mm-hmm. And so I had a lot of friends there. I drove a lot because I really like solo road trips. So I went up to
You're so
Washington
wild for that. I cannot do that. The idea of being in a car for that long makes me want to die.
See, I don't mind it because like, first of all, a lot of it's straight shoot, right?
Right.
Like, in the US, it's not a ton of like turns and roundabouts and all that stuff. It's a really straight shoot when you're going in between like the bigger cities. Mm-hmm. So it's not a huge thing. And also like the US is so big. And so you constantly get different landscapes to look at and different like subcultures of each state. Mm-hmm. I mean, each city, and being solo, you can stop whenever you want, like whenever you're hungry, whenever you're tired.
For me, being in a car for that long, first of all, I get motion sickness. So that's a really big contributor to that. But in general, the idea of just like being behind a wheel for that long, it just makes me so nauseous to think about. We drove once from where we live, which is right at the Oregon-California border. All the way down to Los Angeles, well, Anaheim, to go to Disneyland. It was an 18-hour drive.
Oh, that's a long drive. Yeah.
It was an 18-hour drive. And I was just like, we had to do it both ways. And I was just like, I never want to do that again.
See, I think also the big thing, too, is like, you can stop whenever you want. And I really like to, what I call mosey. I just like to mosey. I don't usually try to just do the straight drive like in one shot or two shots. Like I make sure, or at least really try to give myself like a couple of days so I can drive 4 hours if I want that day and then stop.
Mm-hmm.
at, you know, at a coffee shop that I found and stay there for a few hours and like see if I like any bookshops. So like I'm really stopping and seeing a lot of these towns and these cities that I pass through. I'm not just trying to like go straight through. And I think that makes it a lot more bearable for sure.
Yeah. I think that's always been my problem is that I'm like, I want to get to the destination kind of person.
Yeah.
And I think that if I was somebody who enjoyed drawing things out, like the actual travel out more, I think that I would find that way more enjoyable. 'Cause that sounds enjoyable.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's not for everybody, you know, like, especially I know there's a lot of people who I have, traveled with and also have heard about how they travel of like they need the itinerary type of thing. And you know, they kind of need like, okay, I need to know what towns we're stopping in and how long this drive is going to be between each stop and like bathroom breaks and where we're going to eat and what we're going to do when we get into every stop. And it's like, I really just kind of wing it. Like I know my destination and anything in between is free game. Yeah. So it's a lot more fun, I think, and more enriching for me to do that. But you know, I totally get that like people like having something to expect of like, okay, I know what I'm getting myself into with this.
I don't think my anxiety could ever allow me to not have some kind of itinerary.
That's fair. Yeah.
Even a loose one.
Yeah. Yeah,
I need to know what to like generally expect because my problem with travel is I'm an overpacker. I'm the person who's like got a solution for every potential problem. Like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm that person. I'm the girly that packs 15 pairs of underwear for 3 days because what if I shit my pants 5 times every single night? You never know. Okay.
Yeah.
I think
that's one of the things with travel though, is like so many, it like forces you to kind of like be so grateful for like the bare minimum.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my God, I have one more pair of underwear like left. Like, thank God. You know, it's like, it's so funny because like at home you'd be like, oh, I just do laundry. But it's like, well, when's my next opportunity to do laundry? And it's like, I think it's the fact that all these little things that you would usually take for granted are suddenly like the best thing ever. So then like when you do find like something so simple, like a little cafe with like a really good cup of tea, you're like, oh, I'm so grateful for this. Or like a really good sandwich, like just something like silly like that. It's like I think that's why people glorify traveling or like romanticize like a trip so much, is because like when you're in that like almost not survival mode, but like when you just really, really appreciate like the absolute bare minimum of like, okay, I just need food to eat, a place to stay, and clean clothes, like, and to be warm, you know, like those are the things that I need,
the bare essentials minimum.
And then anything else is like extra and like fat, like fantastic. So I think that's why like traveling is like, oh, the food was so good and it was so beautiful here, and like we found this amazing little restaurant, and like, you know, to locals it's like meh, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so then my question to you becomes, what has been your favorite find in the last year while traveling?
Oh, that's so hard.
Top three.
Okay. Let's see. Top three. So I just got back from a trip. I took a train in the U.S. to travel for the first time.
Oh, that's so fun. I've done that. Now that I really like.
yeah. It's not bad. We did do really long trips. So we went from Denver to Chicago, which is a 19-hour trip. So that was a little strenuous, but it wasn't terrible. So we hit Chicago, Cleveland, Buffalo, and Boston, and then Salem. Because I've never really been like too far out on the east at all. And so let's see, Chicago, there was a bookstore called Unabridged Bookstore, and my biggest regret on this whole trip is I didn't buy something from them. And I there were so many books that I wanted to, but you know, I pack really, really light, and I don't have like any room usually for any kind of souvenirs. So I really wanted to get this book, but I didn't. But this bookstore is a queer and woman-owned bookstore, and they have the biggest selection of like queer books I've ever seen. It was so
really?
Cool.
What was
it called? And it was called Unabridged Books. Unabridged so Bookstore. Cool. Yeah, and it's in downtown Chicago, or yes, not downtown. It's in like the city of Chicago, and it was like walking distance in one of the AIDS gardens that they had, which was a little underwhelming, but it was beautiful, and so that was a really cool place to be. And then there was a gorgeous cemetery in it was in Salem, but I don't remember what it was called. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up right now.
I like the East Coast cemeteries a lot, like the old East Coast cemeteries. Mm-hmm. The whole, like, I mean, I say this knowing that this was happening pretty much everywhere at this time, but because I'm on the West Coast, you don't see it as much. The whole, like 16, 1700s, like Memento Mori gravestones. I love those very much. They hold a very near and dear place in my heart. And you see them a lot over there in those old cemeteries. And I think they're so good.
Yeah, it was just fantastic to see those. Of course, I had to hit a cemetery in every single place that I went. It was called Harmony Grove Cemetery. So I think that boosted up right next to one of my top favorite cemeteries I've ever been at, right next to a cemetery that I went to in Germany. So that's a pretty, pretty good cemetery there. It was just, I think it was like the rolling hills and how big it was just like, it really did it for me. Let's see. I'm trying to think of other places. So I just went to Philadelphia last month to visit Midferry, and I had a few days.
I love them
days.
So much.
I know, they're fantastic. They were a lot of fun to spend time with. I had a few days to visit, like, just places on my own, but also Midferry, they took me to the Mutter Museum, and I have a special place in my heart for, like, medical oddities and things like that. And this Same. Museum had I mean, like, yes, of course you do.
I know, I say this is why we're friends.
Yes,
we both like the weird stuff.
Exactly. So this museum had so many, like, specimens that I'd only ever read about in books, so it was really exciting for me to, like, see all of that. Yeah, I've been to, like, some really cool places as of 2024 as it began. So,
it's so fun. Really,
it's been a lot of fun. But do you have any plans for this year? Any travel plans?
First and foremost, end of this year, my baby brother's getting married.
Oh, congratulations.
Which is so exciting. I'm so excited. I mean, him and his fiance have been together for like 5 years at this point. So this is not, you know, this has been a long time coming, but I'm very excited for them. I love my sister-in-law very much, so I'm very excited for that. So I will be going to Columbus, Indiana in October. Not to brag, but I'm going to be going to Columbus. I've never been there, so.
Yeah, you never know. There's some towns and cities that really, really surprised me. So, you know.
I mean, I haven't looked anything up about Columbus yet, but their venue is very cute. So that's exciting. I think that's going to be really great and fun. I'm a little nervous because I have two kids now. Traveling is a little complicated. You know, I did Australia with my eldest a year and a half ago. And that was a journey.
I bet that was a learning experience for sure.
It was a learning experience down to little things. Like, they got motion sickness or altitude sickness.
No.
I'm not sure, but the way out, there was a lot of vomiting. Whatever that is that occurs on airplanes that makes people a little tummy sick, that happened. So this time I am prepared. I've got Dramamine already on the checklist. I've got those little, like, blue vomit bags that they give you in school. And I'm prepared this time. So
good.
Yeah, because I just felt so bad. You know what I mean?
Oh, poor thing.
Especially when they're so little, it's so hard for them to understand, like, why they're throwing up and why this is happening. And
And there's been poor things.
They're twice as old as they were then now. So hopefully there'll be more understanding if that does happen. Just even if they're having a horrible time, being able to explain what's happening will hopefully go better. So
feed
on that.
Yeah, traveling as a family must be so hard.
It wasn't that bad. Honestly, like when I went to Australia, it was solo. So it was me and my now 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. And that I was really expecting to be just horrible. And it actually wasn't that bad because we had overnight flights.
So, oh, good. Okay, so you slept most of the way?
Yeah. Aside from the throwing up, we were able to sleep most of the way.
Good.
And same with the way back. So I'm just kind of hoping to plan similar for that trip.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband will be there this time and all that. So hopefully it'll be a little bit better.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Godspeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course.
But yeah, it's one of those things that I think that travel is something that a lot of us take for granted. Because we do live in a country where you can just drive. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And drive mm-hmm. and drive and drive. And I was having a conversation recently with a friend. Because, I obviously have a passport. My whole family. Mm-hmm. Everyone in my family has passports. And we have traveled outside of the country a lot. But I think a lot of people that don't live in America don't understand, how different America is, everywhere that you go.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a little different. It's radically
it's
different.
It's so different. Yeah. It's so, I try to, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things, I try to explain to people who have never been or lived in the US is
mm-hmm.
especially when I worked in Los Angeles, when, people from overseas would visit and they're where else in LA should we go? And I'm honestly, LA is not a place that it's its own bubble. Tell somebody I've been to the US and say that you've only been to LA. It's just LA itself, not even California, is a separate thing than San Diego or San Francisco or Oregon. You could go along that coast and get so many different subcultures and people are going to be totally different. Everywhere you go, and it's
communities are going to be different. Even the vernacular is going to be different.
Yes,
these things are going to be different.
One of the things that I was with my companion on this current trip, we were looking at all these pigeons because I was I like the birds, the city birds. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't. I hate birds. I want them all dead.
Oh,
but continue with your crazy dinosaur feet, dog.
Government drones.
Oh my god, the flying rats with dinosaur feet. They're terrible. But anyway, continue.
So I was joking because I was the little pigeons saying having their coos. Mm-hmm. It'd be funny if the ones in Boston would just be cat. Cat. Just instead of cooing. And so we just kept making jokes every time we saw the pigeons. But regardless,
that's one
of the things is even you can speak to somebody who lives in the same country as you, but be okay, you're from Brooklyn and you're from Boston, you two are very different people. Or you're from mm-hmm. Los Angeles and you're from, and even Los Angeles has its own vernacular. They have their separate little ways of speaking in just the city. That's insane. So it's so hard to explain to somebody that I can be driving for 10 hours and be in the same state. When if I did that in Europe, I'd be in a different country. That's wild.
And I think that's what a lot of, and I'm speaking generally here. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're a European who does not view things this way, I'm not talking about you. But a lot of Europeans that I have spoken to, they tend to not realize how, I can drive for 18 hours and stay in the same exact state. And they don't, because it's one of those things where I think that America, even to Americans, when it's just on a map, and especially considering the fact that flat maps are warped massively to make America mm-hmm. look bigger than it actually is. Don't realize that America truly is friggin' massive.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, we have all this diversity. And I think it's one of those things that I think you should travel as much as you possibly can within, your realm of ability.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But like, there's, I don't think there's any harm in being somebody who's like, hey, traveling to Europe is not for me, or traveling to Australia or Asia or wherever is not for me. Like, I don't want to be on a plane that long. That's super valid.
That's fair.
For like,
yeah,
a whole list of reasons.
Yeah, they're so fair.
And so we do have, like, as two Americans, we do have this wide, vast country that like is so expansive and so diverse that is kind of incredible.
I do love the diversity. And that's why I think, like, I think people, like, I can travel so much because, I mean, first of all, like, I've set my life up that way. That's what I've, that's right. the goal always. But, like, I'm most of the time, I'm still in the States. So it's like, yes, I'm traveling right. all the time, but it's like, I haven't left my country. And I, to put into perspective, like you said about the map, it's like the whole country of Germany can fit like inside Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I need y'all to understand how big the U.S. is. It's huge.
The United States covers, like, if you were to lay the U.S. map over Europe, mm-hmm. it covers the majority of Europe. Not mm-hmm. all of it, but like a really, really like large portion of it.
Yeah. So it's kind of wild out here, but. Definitely one of the things that I do, I am really grateful for growing up in the U.S. and having my nationality here, is that I get to experience all the things that you just said of, like, you know, the diversity.
Yeah, America
and the,
definitely
the cultures.
Has its flaws. Like,
oh, God.
Definitely don't want this to sound
let's
like
let's not
we
get
are,
into
like,
that. Yeah,
let's not pretend like we're not. It, like we're like some sort of nationalist or something like that.
Absolutely
we
not.
We are not. But the when it comes to travel specifically, mm-hmm. there's a lot of really positive things here.
There are. That. Yeah.
For that
definitely.
Respect.
Definitely.
I feel like because this is like the end of the episode, because it's a nice little short one. Mm-hmm. I feel like I should send us off by singing I'm Proud to Be an American because of that little tangent. I'm not going to. Okay? I just want it to be known that I want to.
There's a t-shirt I want so bad, and it's a skeleton with two just hear me out. It's a skeleton with two ARs like shooting on each side with like the American flag and an eagle in the background, and in just big bold hi.
Your
hello.
Cat is like, hello,
yeah.
Are you off?
I know. big bold letters across it. It just says, what the fuck is a kilometer? And I want it so
bad. Oh, you need to send me that so badly.
I want one so bad. I want to buy one for my German friend really badly. Hello.
That's so funny.
Show hands.
Well, Olivia, thank you for joining me today and filling in. I appreciate that very, very much.
Absolutely. It was lovely to talk to you.
And thank you to all of our listeners for joining in this week for Coffee Talk. I hope to see you next week for our regular episode. And in the meantime, have a super great day. Bye.